Ramadan is a month of fasting and prayer. It brings us closer to Allah and each other. It brings us closer to Allah and each other.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, undoubtedly, your names, along with your identity, are presented to me. Therefore, recite excellent salat upon me. In other words, with most beautiful words. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azwajal, my dear viewers, in this beautiful silsila of the blessings of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah azwajal, in the last episode, we discussed about the blessings of iftar. And inshallah azwajal, in this episode, I shall discuss with you about the blessings of dua. Devious, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that every dua contains at least one of the following three advantages. Number one, either his, the one who makes supplication, sin is forgiven. Or number two, he gets benefit. Or number three, he will get its reward in the afterlife. In the afterlife, when man sees the reward of his prayers that were not answered in the world, he will wish that none of his prayers would be answered in the world and all will be stored for the afterlife. My dear viewers, did you see? Supplications are always beneficial. Therefore, one should not be lazy in making supplication, even if its effect does not appear in the world, as its reward will surely be given in the hereafter. Now, let's listen to five Bandi posts in regards to dua. Number one, by making dua, one fulfills the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, as He Azza wa Jal has commanded us to make dua. Therefore, the Holy Quran says, "Udu'uni astajib lakum." Pray to me, I shall answer your prayer. Number two, making dua is sunnah, because the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, often used to make dua. Therefore, making dua leads us to practicing a sunnah. Number three, making dua is obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as well because he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would advise his devotees to make dua. Number four, by making dua, one enters the fold of worshippers, because dua is a form of worship. It has even been regarded as the essence of worship. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, "Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah." Dua is the very essence of worship. Number five, dua entitles one either to the forgiveness of his sins, or ease of difficulty in the world, or acquisition of reward in the hereafter. And if you see, by making dua, one not only obeys Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, but also acts upon a sunnah, earns the reward of worshipping, and gains numerous other benefits in the world as well as the hereafter. Some people are very impatient if there is some delay in the fulfillment of their supplications. They observe saying even such inappropriate sentences as, "I've been making dua for so long, I've even had pious people make dua for me. There's not a single peer I haven't been to. I recite a lot of invocations. I've been to the tombs of saints, but Allah Azza wa Jal still doesn't fulfill my supplication." Some even dare to say, "What sin have I committed which has resulted in this punishment?" If such an emotional person is asked if he offers salah, he will perhaps reply in the negative. Did you see? The words of complaint that, "What sin have I committed which has resulted in this punishment," are being expressed openly despite committing the major sin of missing salah. In other words, you see, Allah Azza wa Jal forbid, Missing salah isn't a sin at all. If such people just have a look at themselves, they can realize that let alone any misdeed, they are in fact committing many misdeeds. Such a non-Islamic haircut, bare head like the Western people, non-Islamic dress. In other words, it seems Allah Azawajal forbid, missing salah isn't a sin at all. If such people just have a look at themselves, they can realize that let alone any misdeed, they are in fact committing many misdeeds. Just ponder. If your best friend repeatedly asks you to do something, but you don't do it, and if you ever need his help, so at first, you will obviously hesitate to ask him because you didn't help him when he needed you. Plucking up the courage, even if you dare to ask him and he doesn't listen, then you will not be justified in complaining because you also did not help him. Now just ponder carefully. There are many things that Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered us to do, but how many of them do we actually carry out? To put it bluntly, we are heedless of many of his commandments. I hope you may have understood that Allah's commands are disobeyed, and if he Azza wa Jal does not manifest the effect of dua, then complaints are made. Is it fair? Please, we must try to realize, if you keep on ignoring what our best friend says, he might even break ties with us. But look how merciful Allah Azza wa Jal is towards his servants. They disobey him thousands of times, but he Azza wa Jal still does not exclude them from the list of his servants. He Azza wa Jal continues to shower his grace and mercy upon them. Ponder. What will happen if he Azza wa Jal seizes his bounties as a punishment? We can't even lift a single step without his mercy. If he Azza wa Jal stops the free gift of air for just a few minutes, the whole world will turn into a gigantic graveyard. My dear viewers, sometimes delay in the fulfillment of dua takes place due to such reasons which are beyond our comprehension. Therefore, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, when a beloved of Allah makes supplication, Allah Azza wa Jal says to Jibreel alayhi salam, wait, don't give him anything, so that he asks again because I like his voice. But when an unbeliever or sinner makes supplication, he Azza wa Jal says, O Jibreel, give him without delay what he wants so that he does not ask again because I don't like his voice. Sayyidina Yahya bin Sa'id bin Qattan radiallahu ta'ala an saw Allah Azza wa Jal in a dream and asked, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I make supplication abundantly, but you don't fulfill my supplication. Allah Azza wa Jal replied, O Yahya, I like your voice, which is why I delay in fulfilling your supplications. Madhavius, the foregoing parable, as well as blessed hadith, clarify that Allah Azza wa Jal likes the humility of his pious people, which is one of the reasons for the delay in the fulfillment of their supplications. We cannot comprehend these divine strategies. Anyhow, we must not be impatient. Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated on page 33 of his book Ahsanul Wi'a, whilst mentioning the manners of making supplication. One of the manners of supplication is to avoid impatience regarding the fulfillment of supplication. A hadith says, there are three types of people whose prayers are not answered by Allah Azza wa Jal. Number one, those who pray for our sin. Number two, those who pray for breaking ties. Number three, those who want their prayers to be answered immediately and say, my prayer hasn't been answered yet. This hadith makes it clear that one should not pray for unlawful things because such a prayer will not be answered. Similarly, the prayer that involves the violation of the rights of a relative is also prohibited. Further, one should not grow impatient with apparent delays in the fulfillment of his prayers, as such prayers are not answered. Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Mawlana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman has added a footnote to Ahsanul Wi'a li adab al-du'a. In this footnote, in his own particular and unique manner, has given the following advice to people who are impatient regarding the fulfillment of their supplications. Those who have to gain any personal advantage from worldly offices are seen waiting for years, hoping to be helped by them, and wandering around their doorsteps morning and night. As for the offices, they don't even look at them, don't answer them, scold them and express resentment. In fact, it is nothing but a waste of time and money. Even after spending years wandering around the offices, they do not give up hope, and it looks as if it is still the first day. And when it comes to making supplication in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, one rarely goes to him. And even if somebody goes, he looks tired and worried, wants everything instantly. He spends a week reciting something and then starts complaining. I recited this, but nothing happened. Such unwise people close the door of fulfillment themselves. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, has said, "Your prayers are answered as long as you don't hurry. Don't say I prayed, but my prayer wasn't answered." Some even dare to deny the effect of supplications and invocations. In fact, they lose trust in the promises of bounties Allah Azzawajal has made. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ الْكَرِيمِ الْجَوَّادِ. These people should be told, "O the shameless, O the undignified, ponder calmly. If your friend asks you 1,000 times to do something for him, but you don't, then you hesitate to ask him to do something for you and say to yourself, 'I didn't listen to him. How can I ask him for something?' But if you dare to ask him and he doesn't do it, then you won't complain and you say to yourself, 'Well, I also didn't do what he asked.'" Now compare, how many of the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal do we obey? How shameful is it for you to disobey him and then want him to do what you ask? O unwise person, just look carefully at yourself from head to toe. There are millions of bounties in your body. When you sleep, his innocent servants, the angels protect you. Despite committing sins, you are blessed with safety and good health from head to toe. Protection from calamities, easy digestion of food, discharge of excrement without difficulty, easy circulation of blood in your body, physical strength, the eyesight, numerous bounties descend upon you constantly without having to ask or pray for them. Then how can you dare to complain if some of your desires are not fulfilled? You don't know what is beneficial to you. You don't know that you're perhaps going to suffer a major calamity, but it's your apparently unfulfilled supplication that warded it off. What do you know? What reward is being stored for you? His promise is true. Prayers are answered in 3 ways, and every former one is better than the latter. If you lose faith, then surely you'll be doomed, and the devil will take you to his side. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى. O feeble soil, O impure water, look at yourself, and then look at the great privilege you have been granted. He Azzawajal has permitted you to be present in his court. Mention his glorious name and beg him. Millions of desires should be sacrificed on this enormous grace. O impatient, learn how to beg. Cling to his glorious court. Stay there and keep supplicating in the hope of being blessed. Engross yourself in the pleasure of begging and asking him so much that you forget even your desires and wishes. Have a firm belief that you will not return from his court empty-handed, because مَنْ دَقَّ بَابَ الْكَرِيمِ إِنْ فَتَحْ. When anyone opens at the door of a generous person, it opens for him. Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, "Madiya, your Allah says, 'Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an.'" Translation from Kanzul Iman, Surah Baqarah, verse 186. "I answer the prayer of the praying one when he prays to me." فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, Surah Safat, verse 75. "And how excellent fulfiller of supplication we are." Udu'uni astajib lakum. Translation from Kanzul Iman, Surah Mu'min, verse 60. "Pray to me, I shall answer your prayer." So believe that He Azzawajal will not return you empty-handed from his court, and He Azzawajal will fulfill his promise. He Azzawajal says to his beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, Surah Al-Duha, verse 10. "And chide not the beggar." So then, how will He Azzawajal himself reject you? In fact, He Azzawajal blesses you, which is why He Azzawajal delays in fulfilling your supplications. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. I pray to Allah Azzawajal that He gives us all the ability to do dua correctly And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that we are able to be patient after offering our du'as. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ramadan is a month of fasting and prayer. It brings us closer to Allah and each other. It brings us closer to Allah and each other.